He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 295. I have a very cool, functional, affordable, cool gadget, and we'll take a quick peek at that. It's called the TP-Link, and this is a really cool device. This is going to do a lot of things for you. It will not only turn on and off your lights, but it will do it remotely through your Alexa. So stay tuned, and you're going to get a kick out of that. Of course, if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. We come up every Thursday evening with a brand new show, and we feature a gadget of the week, and also I talk about all kinds of useful gadgets and some apps, and this week I think you're going to find our apps very functional and very useful. If you have just tuned in, you'll definitely want to check out our website, and that's at www.thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and once you're there, you can watch all our shows, and of course, you can watch us anytime, just basically either watch us off the website or we're on iTunes, and the show is called The Gadget Professor. The other thing you may want to do quickly is you want to go to our webpage and just get the show notes. If you just scroll down on our right-hand side, you will see, you can subscribe to the podcast, and also you'll see our newsletter there. Just push that button and put in your email address, and you will get the show notes. Essentially what that is every Thursday, as soon as the show comes up, you will receive a synopsis and a notification that the show is posted. And that just essentially shows you every single thing that we talked about, and it's hot linked. And of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my emails. So if you have a gadget question or a technical question, fire away, and I will try to do my best to research it and get you the answer. So let's take a look at the gadget of the day. It is called the TP-Link. And it's the smart Wi-Fi plug. Right here I have the two packs. So in this box, you're going to get two of these devices. That's all that comes in the box. You're also going to get a little card that makes the setup of this really easy. And what you're going to do is you are going to plug this into any outlet that you want. It's very hard to mess this up. You're going to plug it in the wall. And the device that you want to control, whether it's a fan, a light, or pretty much anything you want, you're going to plug into this device. I will call your attention to this little button right here. If you can see that, we'll try to get that close up. You see it says on, or it doesn't say on, but there's your on and off indicator. And then there's a little Wi-Fi symbol right there. That actually lights up. And you will see that light and actually blink as you connect this device up, which makes the connection of this and the setup real, real easy. I had this set up in probably 30 seconds. The way I came to this device was one of our contributing editors, Mr. Alan Goldstein in Scranton, Pennsylvania, used this for a while and continues to use it, and he loves it, so I actually checked it out, and I myself love these things. So let's get back to the connectivity, how you set these up. As I said, you're going to plug this into the wall. You're going to plug the device you want to control into this. It could be anything, as I said, from a fan to a light to a radio, a TV set, whatever you want. And the way you're going to connect this up is you're going to take this little card that comes with the box. You don't have to have this card. It just makes it easier. And whether your smartphone is an Android or an iPhone, it doesn't really matter. You're going to scan in, and we'll show you this on camera too. We're actually going to scan in right here on your OCR, and that will recognize it, and it's basically going to take it to the App Store, wherever that App Store is, on the Google Play Store or your Apple Store, the App Store, and you're going to download TP-Link CASA, that's K-A-S-A, and it's free. You're going to download the link, and essentially at that point, all the instructions that you're going to need will be on your smartphone. So I am actually going to turn on my smartphone when my smartphone's on, and I'm actually going to, we'll go on camera too here. And if you can see, I know it's a little glary, there's the link, so I'm going to push that like so. And basically, I'm all set up, so you can see my studio. I know it's a little bit out of focus, but right there is the studio LED link. And basically, I'm going to turn this on and off now. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to turn this giant bank of LED lights off, because that's essentially what's plugged in to this TP-Link outlet. So I'm going to go on to my smartphone. It says Studio LED Light Bank. That's what I called it. And I'm going to hit the off button, and the light's on, so you're going to see me get pretty dark right now. There you go. So my light is off. If I want the light on, I'm going to hit it again, and it comes on. So it works flawlessly. And the way it connected up is, as I said, you're going to download the app. The app is going to send a signal to the device, to this device. This light's going to light up, and it's going to tell you to go back into the settings and find the device, which you will. We'll say TP-Link, and you're just going to click it, and then it connects to the Wi-Fi. Whatever your username and password is, you're going to select whatever Wi-Fi you want to go on. Obviously, it's going to be your house, or I think it's going to be your house, unless you're using your neighbor's. And you'll click it, you'll put your password in, and it's going to say ready, and that's it. As I said, it took 30 seconds to hook it up. Now, what I like about this is you can have as many as you want of the devices to hook up. You just got to buy a bunch of these. If you want 20, you can buy 20, and we'll get to that in a second. But what I like about this device is it's Alexa enabled. So what you're able to do is, I have an Alexa device right here on my right hand side. Actually, I have one in every room, but now I can talk to it and turn this light on and off. So all I have to do is say, Echo, turn studio light off.
Okay. And
there it is, it's off. So I can walk into any room of the house and just turn the light on. I think we better turn this on now. So Echo, turn studio light on.
Okay.
So as you can see, this thing works flawlessly, and you can have as many lights as you want. Now let's take a look at the actual website here. What's nice about this device is TP-Link makes a variety, and I do mean a variety, of different types of products. So as you can see, they have home, business, service providers, all kinds of things. It's a very robust, really high quality website. They make routers, which I'm going to call your attention to. If you use one of their routers, you can do all kinds of crazy things with their devices. And talk about devices, you name it, they have it, from light bulbs to on and off switches, all kinds of interfaces that you can use. It's just endless, and these are very affordable, very economical, and work quite well. Now, what will happen is, when you're actually setting this up, you're going to get you're going to have to put a username and password. You're going to have to register your product, which you want to do anyway. Once you do that, what you'll see happen is they will send you back, thank you for registering the TP-Link. It's going to give you an ID, and you're going to click that to essentially register your device. And when it's done, you will receive an email, and it says, activation succeeded, congratulations, your TP-Link ID has been activated. And that's pretty much it. At that point, you are ready to go. And the only thing you want to do is, you want it controlled by Alexa, you're going to go into your Alexa app, and you're going to click find, and whatever you name that light, studio light or whatever you're calling it, it will come up, and you hit it, and now you'll be able to control that and interface with the Alexa app, which is very cool. So I love this device. The two-pack is available anywhere from like $50 to $70. I think you can buy individual ones. Pretty much whatever you want, you can buy. And a good place to source these out is actually Amazon. They have everything that you would need for that. So I love these. They're very reliable. I've used mine for about maybe 2 weeks now, and I have not had one problem. The other thing that I will tell you, and I give them straight A's, is that they're I'm looking for the webpage, but their tech support is absolutely flawless. I called them and asked them a couple tech questions just for kicks and giggles, and they answered the phone. Here's your tech support forum, your download center, contact tech support, 800 number pops right up, and you can't ask for anything more than that. And I think it's neat is it's 24/7 in terms of tech support, so a really high quality product. Very, very pleased with it. Very, very impressive. And if you want an economical way to control the lights in your house in two different ways, from your Alexa or from your smartphone, the TP-Link has it. And as I said, there's so many devices to choose from. I think you will be very, very happy. Let's get into some, news of the day, and this doesn't surprise me at all. A couple weeks back, I did a Gadget Professor show on Kodi, on a Kodi box, which is basically some software that you can load on almost any Android device, including the Amazon Fire Stick. And you can kind of watch movies and things of that nature. And a ton of people did that based on that show. And a ton of people have already done it and are continuing to do it. And everybody loves Kodi. So it's kind of in court. And I don't know how the ruling is going to be because it's supposedly highly illegal. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't comment on that. I just comment on the tech. So one thing you may want to be aware of is that Amazon has just announced that they're banning all sales, any and all sales, of devices that are loaded with Kodi. And Amazon has banned Kodi boxes from its site that were promoting fully loaded content and using illegal intellectual property. And there's a whole article that you may peruse and read. And people are trying to shoot down the Kodi and stop the signals, stop the audio, and change the servers. So it's absolutely, it's war on Kodi. So be aware and be warned. If you're watching a Kodi movie and it dies, there's probably a good reason why it did. So at least you know. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still buy Kodi devices. You go to eBay. And if you go to eBay, you will see thousands, and I do mean thousands, of these boxes. Here's the MXQ Amlogic S805 Android 4.4, Quad 4, 8GB, blah, 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 1080p. Kodi box, if you will, already loaded with it for $34.99. So, as I said, if you go on eBay, you're going to find tons of these boxes. They're around. They're prolific, and it's not hard to find. Amazon, good, bad, or otherwise, doesn't really control the flow of product. That's kind of interesting, but they sure do try. All right, let's get to a cool gadget. I don't own this gadget, but I always like things that will kind of retrofit or let you retrofit something, an old device that you have, and use it. So this device is actually called the Masterpiece Signature Series Bluetooth Audio Component Amplifier. And what the hell is it? Well, what it is it's a box, and here's a picture of it right here. It's a box that's going to let you take any speakers that you have, stereo, that means two speakers, and this box is actually an amplifier, and it will receive a Bluetooth signal from your smartphone, your tablet, whatever the case may be, and it gives you pretty good punch, in other words, sound punch. And you also have the ability to plug in an auxiliary input jack, so if you have an auxiliary out or a line out on any device, whether it be an MP3 player or a TV set, whatever, you can plug directly wired into this Bluetooth stereo power amplifier, or you can take a USB stick that has your music on it and plug it in there, and boom, away you go. This comes with a remote control, and it works pretty well from what I've seen. I do not have it, but if you have two speakers that are essentially laying around, this device is a good way to power up those speakers that are laying around with Bluetooth capability. And I would venture to guess that everybody has a couple speakers laying around that are good speakers and you want to use it. So far on Amazon, this has a 5-star review out of 14 reviews. That's pretty high. They do have a video on Amazon that you can watch. It's kind of amusing. I was amused, but it seems like it's a pretty decent device. Right now, this is selling for $149. If you watch the Gadget Professor when it first comes out, and I'm actually going to release this on Wednesday, this episode, it's about 5 o'clock here in Arizona, Wednesday. I'm going to put this episode up pretty soon. But if you're fortunate enough to see it, you can go to Fry's Electronics and they're selling this device for $70. Probably a real good value for $70. I am not going to buy it because I have so many Bluetooth devices, so many Bluetooth speakers that I don't need anymore. So if you do have old speakers, that might be a cool way to upgrade them. Now, let's get into some apps of the day and some things that you may like. If you have a CD collection, yeah, CD, remember those compact discs? I have too many to mention, but if you've ever been inclined to take all those CDs and rip them, not rip them like paper, but convert them from the CD to a MP3 digital where you can use it on the computer or put it on an MP3 stick or load it into your iPad, so on and so forth, put it on iTunes, you'll want a piece of software called AIMP, AMP. And what this does is it will allow you to play pretty much any MP3, but it will allow you to take those CDs that you have and essentially rip them. AMP is a full-featured music player designed with sound quality and wide customizable functionality in mind. This has an 18-band graphic equalizer, so you can shape the sound with more bass, more treble, just for voice, which is 1,000K. So it does a great job of giving you high-quality sound. This is a totally free app, and there's no malware or anything like that. It's totally free. And it's a great way to take any of those CDs, play your CDs through your computer if you have a CD player or an external CD player, and put this on record, and it will digitize it and make MP3s or WMAs, OGG, Waves, whatever type of file you want. I guarantee you this will do it. It's a great way to convert into MP3 so you can use this stuff and make it portable. You've already paid for the CDs. You might as well rip them and have MP3s, digital MP3s. And then you can dump the CDs if you want, or sell them at a flea market, or give them away to someone who doesn't want them, and they'll always love you for that. They will. All right, moving on. Pay attention now, because I cover a lot of apps, but this one you're going to want. This is one of these apps where you're going to wish you had it. And I don't care whether you're using a smartphone that's a Droid or an Apple iPhone. I don't care, because this works on both platforms. But did you ever send out a text message or a picture or a video and you go, I wish that wasn't there? Or better yet, did you ever write love letters to your boyfriend or girlfriend and you wish, I wish that wasn't there? Well, this is called You Messenger Photo Chat, and it's available, as I said, for both the Android platform or the iOS. But this will allow you to connect with friends through via photos, text, voice, and stickers. You can have collaborative, which means a lot of people on the photo chats. You can do group messaging, all kinds of things. It's not your average messenger, but this is totally free, and it does everything a messenger will do and then some. But what's very cool about this is at any point in time, if you want to erase what you send to whoever it is at any point in time, there's a way for you to do that. And it's all in the software, and there's a little button that you're pushing, and whoosh, it takes it right off. So as I said, this is available on both the Google Play Store, and of course it's available on iTunes. It's called US Messenger Group Text. And very nice description, and I'm not going to read the whole thing for you, but it will allow you to do what's called recall text and voice messages, photos, videos, and stickers, removing your sent content from your friend's device even after it has been read. So definitely check this out. It's totally free, and it works quite well, simple to install. You are going to want this. I'm telling you, you're going to want it. I know, you're going to want it. All right. There are a number of new video services, and I guess they've been around for 6-7 months, some longer, that will take photos out of your smartphone, and again, you're on the Droid platform and the iOS, and it will make movies with music for you randomly, and it might do it every other day or whatever frequency you want. Some of these are paid subscriptions, and I'm looking at one right now that's a paid subscription. I don't want to mention the name of it, but in another week or two, I'm going to have a review on it. Yeah. So in the interim, this one is called, I call it Stupid Flicks, but I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but this is going to make amazing videos for you in seconds, and it's free, but you have to make them. It's not automatic, so you're just going to add your photos, your videos, your music, and your text, and boom, you're going to make a video. You sign up for a free account. It's free, unlimited videos. They also have 16 themes. Each theme gives you a movie based on a new unique look, and you can look at them all. It's easy and magic. Just add photos, video, music, and text, and the editing is done for you so you can focus on your story. It also has unique power features. You can add maps, custom transitions, set the movie pace, individual durations, add voiceovers, set volumes, trim videos, reverse, and slow-mo. So this is a definite full-featured app, if you will. It's totally free, and I would check it out. And if your kids have nothing to do, this is a great app so they can fool around and learn something about video production, adding music, creating storyboards, and just having some fun and making some cool videos at the same time. So I would check that out. And again, there's absolutely no cost. All right. In closing, I had someone write me an interesting email. It was a short email, but they said, Gadget Professor, I have at least 10,000 videos, photographs, movies, and I want to focus in on my music collection. And I have so many MP3 files. I don't know what I have. Is there any software out there that doesn't cost an arm and a leg that will allow me to index these and find songs easy? Well, there's a ton of them out there. The one that I have used for years now, this is probably one of the first products out there, and I've been using this, I gotta say, at least 10 years, and it just gets better and better. And it's called Media Monkey. I know it's a crazy name, but Media Monkey will manage small to very large collections of audio files and playlists, 50,000 songs and even more. Whether they're on the hard drive, yeah, even if you have them networked on your CDs, just any audio format that you have, it will take this, take all this information in, it will tag it, it will find the covers for it, it will identify the songs, and it will automatically rename it if you have the wrong name. It's going to organize all your tracks on the hard drive, and it's real simple. And as I said, this one's been around for ages, and it's probably the granddaddy of them all. So they have a free version, and they also have a gold version. I'm not going to tell you which one to get. Obviously, I would start off with the free version. If you like the gold version, you can go onto their website. Here it is, and they will tell you what the difference is between these two feature packs, if you will. They also are running some kind of a special. I didn't sign up for it, but get Media Monkey Gold for free, and you click, and I don't know what you got to do, but you can check that out and see if it's something that you like. But I will tell you that Media Monkey, at least the version that I've been using, which is still the free version, has always worked well for me, and I just don't really need the gold version. So again, you can read if you want to get the gold version how to get that for free, and it very well may be worth your time to give them your name or whatever they want. So Media Monkey is the way I would go, Joanne, and let me know how you like that and how that works out for you. So I will be back next Thursday night with a brand new episode. I'm telling you, get this TP link. It is awesome. And with that, it's going to be so long from the Gadget Professor. Echo, turn studio light off.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.